The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 13th chapter. Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. Well, I know that most of you don't know me very well, and so I thought today I would share just one small thing about myself. And that is that when I am standing at an intersection, at a traffic light, I only cross the street when that light changes to give me permission to walk across. I'm the kind of person that waits for the hand to switch to the person, even if there are no cars around for miles, miles and miles. I always wait for the sign that says it's okay to walk. Now, I tell you this because it's a joke in my home between myself and my husband. Whenever I do things like this, my husband Brad calls me a goody two-shoes. I see some of you are familiar with this name. Yeah, so the definition of a goody two-shoes is a person who always does everything right and always follows the rules, so much so that it becomes annoying. Well, that pretty much nails it. When my husband calls me this, it is not a compliment about my goodness. What he means is that I am following the rules to a ridiculous extent, to the point where what I'm doing does not make any sense to him. But I also have another confession to make. And that is that although I do appreciate rules and order, I can also appreciate people who rebel. Especially today, as we meet Jesus in our gospel reading in the Gospel of Luke. Now, I don't think anyone would ever have called Jesus a goody two-shoes. We know him much better as a rebel, as someone who knew the rules, but wasn't afraid to question them, or even break them when they did not make sense. Well, today in our gospel reading, Jesus gets in a little bit of trouble for healing on the Sabbath, for breaking a rule. And that's because the Sabbath was to be a day of rest and no work. Now, Jesus wasn't opposed to the Sabbath. He observed the Sabbath as part of his Jewish faith and tradition. And yet when Jesus heals a crippled woman today, he is criticized for not observing the Sabbath correctly. So I thought that today we could talk about the Sabbath a little bit. I suspect that many of us gathered here today on this Sabbath do not observe the Sabbath as a complete day of rest and no work. This story might even be especially timely at the beginning of this new school year, at the beginning of this new season, a time of year that for many people involves a busier schedule coming up and less time for rest and relaxation than in the summer months we are leaving behind. So where does the Sabbath come from? How do we understand the Sabbath? Well, we understand the Sabbath in a couple ways. One is as the day of Sunday, observed by most Christians as the day of worship and rest from work. And another definition of Sabbath is on Saturday, observed as a day of religious worship and rest from work in Judaism and in some Christian denominations. And so why do we, as Christians and our brothers and sisters in the Jewish faith, observe this thing we call Sabbath? Well, some of you might remember that in Genesis chapter 2, we hear that God rested on the seventh day. In our very creation story, we find out that Sabbath was a part of God's plan from the very beginning for all of creation. And then later in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, we are reminded of the story of God's people, of their history of slavery in Egypt, and of God's liberation and freedom. Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, or your male or female slave, or your ox or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or the resident alien in your towns, so that your male and female slave may rest as well. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. God's people, freed from slavery, observed the Sabbath to remember that they had been made free. Slaves work every single day of the week, but people who are free take a Sabbath, observe a day of rest and worship. Sabbath is a sign, an outward sign, that we are God's people. It sets us apart and reminds us of God's promises and God's intentions for us. We are to be a free people who both work and rest. And we are to extend that freedom to our families and friends and neighbors and employees and even our animals. So today the question before us, I think, is the question, what does Sabbath mean to you? Is it a day of religious obligation? A day where you have to go to worship when you'd much rather be doing something else? Or maybe it's not even a complete day of rest and worship, but an hour that you are fitting in to your schedule. Well, on this day, on this Sabbath, we have the opportunity to think about what this gift of the Sabbath really means to us and for us. When we remember that the Sabbath day is observed by free people, we remember that true Sabbath rest is a reminder every week, week after week, that we have been freed from all that binds us. It is no coincidence for us today that Jesus heals a woman who has been suffering, who has been bent over on the Sabbath. Jesus, we know, healed people every day of the week. But today, he heals on the Sabbath when he is not supposed to, and he does so bringing freedom from pain and suffering. The woman healed today did not even ask to be healed. She did not call out to Jesus. The Gospel of Luke tells us when Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." And when he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. The response of this woman to the freedom given to her is worship and praise. The fact that she was healed on the Sabbath teaches us, again, that it is freed people who observe this day. And it reminds us of the gift God has given us, that the Sabbath was given to us as well for our healing and our wholeness. This Sabbath, a day of rest and worship, is something God does for us, something God has given to us. It is not an obligation or a punishment or a rule that is meant to bind us. The Sabbath is a gift to us as people who know freedom in God's love and God's saving grace. So how do we keep the Sabbath? How do we keep the Sabbath in the midst of our busy lives and busy schedules? Or how do we keep the Sabbath in the midst of all-consuming illness or grief? Or how do we keep the Sabbath in the midst of our uncertainty and our fears and our worries? How do we keep the Sabbath when we are weighed down day after day and week after week? I know that today there are things in all of our lives, a relationship, a job, pain, guilt, anxiety, so many things that can weigh us down, that cause us pain, that are in need of healing. I know today that you might feel anything but free. Well, the good news for us, brothers and sisters in Christ, is that God knows us, that God knows all the ways that we are broken, all the things that we are not free from. And in those parts of our lives that are broken or bound, God wants to heal us and free us. God reaches out to us. That is exactly why we need this Sabbath day every single week. God's gift of the Sabbath is a time apart, a holy time where we are given the opportunity to know that we are free and know that we are freed in Christ. It is a time when we can stop and remember that God knows what is going on in our life and that God wants us to rest, even for just a moment, in God's presence and trust in God's love and know the power of God's forgiveness for you and for me. Now, for some of us, beginning this practice of observing the Sabbath is going to take some time, maybe even a lifetime. For some of us, we may have to begin observing the Sabbath in a matter of a few minutes or an hour, and maybe hopefully work up to a day of rest and worship. The Sabbath for us is not about a rule that needs to be kept for its own sake. The Sabbath is a gift for us and our community. Perhaps Jesus chose to heal on this Sabbath day in particular to make it clear to all of us that God's compassion and love overrule all other rules. So on this day, know that Jesus invites you to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. May God help us do so, and may we continue to find freedom and healing in this great gift. Amen.